51 in the amount of $4,698.83. And then from fire suppression, total of $33,524.98. Over to fueling systems, $33,524.98.
Obviously. Eric, are those like to close out those other?
Yeah, to clean them up. Projects were done. Finance has been great, keeping us, you know, going and making sure we're shutting the jobs out and making
motion
the money
where
it needs to go.
Second, Nichols.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Next item, request and authorization to allocate 2025 CHIPS funds in the amount of $613,000 to various road projects. County Route 68, Crosby Creek Road in the amount of $50,000, Webb's Crossing Road in the amount of $270,000, Pleasant Valley Road in the amount of $150,000, and County Route 115 in the amount of
$143,000.
So moved.
Second. Any questions?
Does the damage that this storm is causing, is that going to change anything in terms of money allocated, or are we going to be doing something separate?
I don't believe so, but it's still a little bit early to see.
Right.
See where we're at with it. See what we have in-house stockpiled.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Last item, requesting authorization to transfer funds from unassigned road projects to County Route 84 road project. This is for two large culvert replacements in the amount of $120,000. So we'd like to transfer $120,000 to the County Route 84 Squab Hollow Wileyville Road line.
Motion, Horton.
Second, Lou.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Eric.
Good work, Eric. Tell the folks out there, good work.
I will. Thank you.
Office of the Aging.
So Gabe is one of the unfortunate individuals where always in and out of his residence are not passable. So he asked me to handle this. It's accepting a $10,000 grant from the United Way to help the senior companion program, and it is budgeted.
Motion, Horton.
Second, Thune.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Community Services. Good morning.
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 I'm asking approval to accept an OMH Eat Well grant in the amount of $5,000 for our PROS program. This is an educational component to teach them about healthy eating and tailoring their diets to specific health conditions and needs, but also just for longevity. And it involves also then teaching them how to shop and how to cook the meals. Motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Lynn. Chris is doing the sheriff's.
Okay.
Morning. The sheriff's office is requesting authorization to donate their stop DWI simulator to Rensselaer County.
So it'd be a motion to declare it as surplus and donate.
I'll make both motions.
I'll second it. He said the thing didn't work very good anyway, so I think it would.
Right, so we have a new one?
No. The sheriff indicated that there's no current plans to replace it, that there's been technological issues with this. The monitors and screens aren't working any longer, and it would be more to fix it than just get rid of it and look at it, other uses of the funds.
Okay.
Which really, it seems like you'd be drunk if this monitor isn't working.
Yeah. It might work. Then maybe it works.
Maybe that's what it's supposed to do.
I can spin you around a few times and.
All right. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'm going to do Tim and Ken's since they're out, yep, obviously doing other stuff. So St. James, as we talked to public safety, has been one of the core sponsors of EMS training for decades. They have, as I think you are aware, indicated they are getting out of that line of service. And that's something that in discussions with all of you folks in this and previous legislators, that the county is going to take on as being a core sponsor. We've already submitted paperwork for that. But St. James graciously would donate the approximate $9,500 worth of training equipment that we certainly could utilize. So recommending accepting that.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any questions?
Hilda does.
Oh.
Yeah, you said they're going to be held.
So it depends. Tim has indicated that Bath Ambulance has a really nice facility that in their bays, they've been leaning on that. But certainly the new building in Hammondsport's an option. Civil Defense is an option, but it seems like they're gravitating towards Bath Ambulance. But we do have the ability, and Brandon is already looking at options to be able to hold throughout the county, because that was one of the barriers that, you know, so the plan is to be able to look at where the demand is and respond to the demand, not just it's in Bath and you got to come to Bath.
Did we have a motion and second? Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Commissioner of Finance.
Good morning.
Morning.
The May reports for purchase orders, budget transfers and adjustments, and then the tax corrections under 2500 have been submitted. Are there any questions?
No. Yes.
I just have one question on the purchase orders under IT. It looks like we've done a purchase order for all three renewals on, what does it say, VMware, vSphere? Mm-hmm. So we've done year one, year two, and year three on this purchase order. Is that normal practice? Like 17,000 and change for each one?
It would depend. I would say we've done a mix. If it's a product that we know that we like and we get favorable terms, we have done, you know, 3 year kind of upfront. So I'd say it's a mix.
I would agree. And they've done that on other renewals.
So do we pay for all 3 years upfront? Mm-hmm. Okay. I just happened to notice that one when I was reviewing and figured it was worth a question.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And especially since it's coming out of a capital project, not the operating line, you know, we get kind of the benefit where, you know, it's not, and it doesn't create confusion where we're paying all 3 years out of one budget line and then you see it reduced the next 2 years and then we got to plug it back in. Since it's out of a capital project, it's just spent.
Understood. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. That was an easy one, Stacey.
Hey. Hopefully these are too.
Yes.
We discussed this at AIP in speaking with Jamie Johnson. He's contacted Kelly and I, and AIP has approved the pilot consent resolution for Prattsburg Wind Farm. I sent you that that table that locks in for each taxing jurisdiction. The pilot payments over 20 years. We did this for 8 Point Wind, so it's a continuation of a, not long, but of a prior practice that we use. The developers like it. The municipalities generally like it. It gives you budget certainty instead of, and it saves a lot of time instead of having to recalculate based on assessed value every year.
Yeah. So I had a question just in general.
Second?
I'll second it. All
right.
Has the project, the wind project, have they gotten a bond set up for decommissioning, deconstruction? Because I know a lot of townships are saying they haven't gotten that on their end.
I'd have,
I don't know if there's separate ones for each.
I know the IDA requires it.
Yeah.
Right.
That we could confirm with Jamie that the IDA has, you know, confirmed receipt of that. That's something that I've never seen submitted to the county other than for the roads, for the road use agreement side right. of it. But for the project side of it, I haven't seen it, but yeah. We can ask Jamie to confirm it.
Kelly would know, she's on the IDA now, but when I was on, they not only required it as part of the approval, but you had to submit an annual recertification of the decommissioning bond.
And does that cover all the municipalities that, or does that only cover the county related
stuff? For the whole project.
If it goes township. Through the IDA, then it's mandatory and it covers you. It's the same similar situation with solar. If they go through the IDA for a pilot, then the IDA makes it mandatory.
Right.
That's
right.
Why some of these companies are going out to townships and trying to do it without a pilot program, because right. then they don't have the time. Like, for instance, in ours, we have a solar law that requires it. And I have two solar projects that all of the materials sitting in piles in the field because they haven't agreed on the decommissioning yet. No, they're not applying for a pilot.
Oh, they're not getting a pilot. But
they didn't want to go with our decommissioning that's in our local law, where if it was in a small town that didn't have a law that said they had to have a decommissioning, if right. they don't apply for the pilot, then the IDA doesn't do it because the IDA doesn't know about it. But if it goes through the IDA, they have to.
Yeah, just the townships up that are being affected, a lot of them haven't gotten paperwork from the company, Pratt's-Pergwin. So figured I'd ask and see what's happening on our side of things.
Are we, for this one, are we also in the process of doing road use?
We haven't gotten there yet, but if they will be traveling on county roads, certainly we would. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Swims. So we talked about that AIP2. That's the pass-through money from the state for enhanced swimming opportunities for municipalities. We submitted on behalf of the municipalities that do have swimming opportunities, because we do not. So City of Corning, City of Hornell, Town of Urbana, $10,000 each. That covers 24 and 25. So $30,000 total. So looking to appropriate both $30,000 of revenue and expense within the economic development fund, so that there's an actual line item that we have to bring the IMA resolution to you at the end of this month. And if you approve that, then we'll be able to cut payments of $10,000 each to them. And then we can apply to the state for reimbursement. This has been a year in the works. We just received the executed contracts a couple weeks ago.
Are we pretty sure we'll get the reimbursement?
We have a signed contract from the state now that we will.
Does that mean we're still probably going to get it?
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Might be in 2027.
Yeah. This one, well, if it took a year to get a contract, it might take us a year to get the money back, but we're.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion.
Come on.
Motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That's it.
That's it.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We are adjourned.